The proposed cuts affect 325 nonprofit organizations in the state. Services range from job training and placement to English as a second language for immigrants to child care and the arts. Lar Munstock is executive director of the United Cambodian Association of Minnesota. She says under the proposed cuts, her entire youth violence program will lose all of its funding. She says the implications are far-reaching.
The concern, the cut, you know, you can say like agency come here to get funding or protect themselves. It's not just for us as agency, but for the community, for the people. And the bottom line is the safety of the society.
Marcia Avner is public policy director for the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits. She says the proposed cuts come at a time when the state is basking in the affluence of a budget surplus. She says the governor's proposal is shocking and perplexing.
And the very programs that have been cut are predominantly self-sufficiency programs, which get people off of welfare and into school and jobs that pay. And he has talked about leveraging and the state dollars that support these programs in every instance leverage other resources. So the goals of this administration for leveraging and for self-sufficiency are in fact met by the very programs that have been targeted for cuts.
Health and Human Services Commissioner Michael O'Keefe was asked about what seemed to many of the nonprofits like a mixed message.
That's a good question. I don't have an answer. I can make one up. I can kind of duck and dodge, but no, I don't have an answer.
Ventura's Government Relations Director Wendy Wustenberg assured leaders of the community-based organizations that the governor's office is open-minded and willing to learn more about the potential effects the cuts will have. But she reminded the room of professionals they need to be nice if they want to have time with the staff.
It will end when the minute security's nervous, they get hives, the door's locked.
Wustenberg also said nonprofit scrutiny of the $60 million in cutbacks is reasonable.
There is no stupid question. The governor says that over and over again. And that frees us to ask stupid questions ourselves and for you to ask them, like, why are we doing this? Or, gee, you took this action on the budget, but did you think about this policy implication and the fact that these pass-through grants now have no home?
She says the administration simply did not have enough time to gather public input before the budget was due. Commissioner O'Keefe encouraged the nonprofits to focus on the future. He asked for their support of the proposed Minnesota Families Foundation, saying the $30 million that would be made available by the foundation would be in the form of grants to nonprofits. But as many in the room pointed out, the foundation's budget is half of the proposed $60 million in cuts and at least 2 years away. Many said if the cuts become law, doors to their programs could be locked up as early as June of this year. The Council of Nonprofits, Marcia Avner, left the meeting shaking her head, saying on one hand, the administration showed interest in dialogue.
But I don't think any of the people here felt reassured about the potential for restoring the funds for these programs. There were many questions raised about what to do with programs that will in fact end in 3 months without funding and without really any time frame to prepare for changes in funding. And there were no answers to any of those questions.
The cuts are not a done deal yet by any means. Legislators will debate this funding till the very end of the session. In the meantime, they can expect to be lobbied by the nonprofit sector to restore them. At the Capitol, this is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.